Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. That is the wonderful thing about our economy right now is if you are looking to upgrade your job, now's the time to do it. You don't have to just sit back and be unhappy. Nope. Lots of good jobs out there. 884-9910 if you'd like to log into the show today or call in. If you want to send me an email, it's Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I'm just going through a few of my emails here now, and the things that people send me are just so incredible, and the lists that I get on. The one thing that I've made sure that I am on is the emails for Washoe Residents for Appropriate Planning, washoerap.com. The email today was Rogues Gallery. This is pretty interesting, actually. Starts off with, most voters decry the swamp of corruption, favoritism, and self-dealing that seems to define Washington, D.C. And I've said this from the beginning. You can see the swamp locally in that dark tower on First Street. I'm starting with a few recent examples. We have our own swamp here, people. So log on and see the new post on Mayor Hillary Sheevy, Councilmember Bonnie Weber, Councilmember Neoma Jardin, Assistant City Manager Bill Thomas, and Planning Manager Angela Fuss. These are actually some pretty interesting things. It wraps up by saying an ethical government would be concerned about any appearances of an ethical compromise or a conflict of interest. In Reno, there's no such concern. The malfeasance in public view, or is in public view, voters are left to wonder if money is changing hands. Favoritism. Check it out for yourself. Interesting stuff in here. The swamp is in every city, in every county, in every state, in this great union of ours. You know, recently I don't remember if it was a phone call or an email came into Evan's broadcast to Jerry, telling him to get me off the air and get a real Republican on here. And it just cracks me up how people throw around real Republican. Because when you look at the behavior of a lot of Republicans, they're not real Republicans. And if pointing out other people's, well, in my opinion, wrongdoings, then how does that make me not a real Republican? Now, real Republicans are supposed to be for lower taxes. Yet, under the Republican leadership and a Republican governor, Republicans pass the largest tax increase in my Nevada history, of me being here for 30-some-odd years, under the guise of being, you know, good Republicans, we're supposed to be for less government. Yet Republicans sign on for new offices. You know, we've got the new office of new Americans, which, by the way, also helps illegals, which also, by the way, is just another portal for illegals to get their, darn it, I have to look that up. Forgot what they call it. But their license, their professional license to do things in the state. Don't tell me that I'm not a good Republican. There are a lot of so-called Republicans out there that just do what they need to do to stay in office. So, you drain the swamp on all sides. Draining the swamp for D.C. and Trump doesn't necessarily mean finding the embedded Democrats who worked with Obama, who are trying to destroy his presidency. That also means the established Republicans who also have their own agendas. Just saying. 884-9910, if you have a comment on political parties. But you know my thoughts. It doesn't matter what you call yourself. Democrat, Independence, Green Party, Republican. Just be ethical. Follow the rules. Don't change the rules to serve your purpose. And find out when people do. You know, don't just sit on your laurels and say, oh, well, it's the incumbent. Okay, so I'll just vote for the incumbent. Find out how that incumbent voted. Find out if they're being challenged in the primary. I was having a Facebook discussion with a gentleman last night. We were going back and forth through messaging, and just, it's tough. It's really tough following the whole process of what they've laid out. We're going to get an update from Fox News Radio coming up in a little bit about the Democrats and their caucus that's going on right now. So we started to have our conversation about, well, are we caucusing? And it's like, no. The Republicans didn't caucus because we have the incumbent president and the state party decided to put all of our votes to the state president or to the incumbent president for the state. That upset a few people. They wanted to, you know, have their voice heard. I guess there's two other candidates that are trying to take on Trump, but with the number of Trump supporters, that would have just been a waste of time. So what we did was we had our precinct meeting to decide who goes on into the central committee, who goes to the conventions, in the upcoming convention, representatives. Your voice locally in the Republican Party, which did not get any media attention. But going into the Democrat caucus, because they have to decide who they're going to put up in the primary, media's falling all over themselves to cover it. to see if it's going to be like Iowa. So we're going to have Tanya Powers joining us at 10:30 after the Fox News update and see how it's going for the Democrats. All of the candidates have been here. We're seeing them just the other day. We've got Biden and we've got Klobuchar and Bernie and Warren, and they're moving on to Vegas for their big rallies down there. That's their caucus. Media attention like crazy. Republican? Nah. They're not gonna talk about that. But then what we do is we go on into the people confusing it with the primary. The primary is for the particular party's candidates to actually be whittled down for the general. That's for the actual election. That's when you will actually vote. So be ready for that primary. Because that is where you separate the incumbents who you're not happy with people who are going to challenge them for their seat. So amongst whatever party you're with. So Republicans will decide, as a Republican, who do they want representing them on the ticket? And then when we have the general election, then they go up against the Democrats and the independents and the people who are just putting their names on the ballot. Then you decide. Because at that point, then Democrats can vote for Republicans, Republicans can vote for Democrats, which they can vote for whoever they want. But in the primary, it's Republican against Republican, Democrat against Democrat. And if you're not registered in the certain party, this is how people screw things up. And yeah, it's guerrilla warfare in politics. People switch parties at the last minute so they can vote in their opposing party for a weaker candidate that they want to win, that they want running against the stronger candidate of their party. It's the games people play. And that's sad. Win at all cost. Isn't that what some of us have been taught? 884-9910. We'll be back after this quick break on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at
884-9910. Oh, yeah. It's one of those days where you just want to say, oh, it's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And we've been talking a lot about education and apps and, well, kids at elementary school being, well, tracked. Data mining. You have to have data mining so you can progress your ideas and your thoughts and your party. You know, the Communist Party, Socialist Party, Progressive Party, Democrats, they want to continue on with theirs. Just got a great text from one of us younger people who are getting into politics. Going to possibly get her to run for something. Very smart mom. Pointing out the fact that, hey, Bernie was given all the student information from UNR. You know, get all these kids together. He has the most, I hate to compliment socialists or flat-out communists, Marxists. He has the most incredible ground game. You know, doesn't do the big billion-dollar donors. He gets the majority of his money from college students. Why? Because college students don't want to have to pay for the college education they're getting. They want their debt wiped out. Yeah, that's pretty much what the Democrats live by. Because people of a certain age just don't get it. Just don't get it. Log on to our website today, 991fmtalk.com. Participate in today's poll question. Today's poll question is, after serving nearly 8 years in prison, has Rod Blagojevich served enough time for his crimes? We've been hearing a lot about the justice system and time spent, time served. Well, after 3.5 years in office, the president pardoned a few people. Didn't pardon that many. Not like Obama did. Obama's number of pardons was up in the thousands. Trump hasn't even made it to 100 yet. But I'm curious to hear what you have to say. For political crimes, did he serve enough time? 8 years in prison. There's some murderers out there that don't even get that much time. Our justice system is failing. The sentencing is also failing. I hope in the next 4 years, yes, that the president does do something about that. I believe in punishment. Wholeheartedly believe in punishment. But are they getting a little excessive? Yesterday's poll question, I love this. People are really thinking. Should we eliminate compulsory school attendance, compulsory education? 33% said no. 66% said yes. Good. Get people thinking. Real quick, let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Neil this morning. Hi, Neil. What's up?
Did you get any of the emails that I sent to you about politics and other stuff, too?
Yes, I did, Neil, and I thank you. I appreciate them. I spoke about the Independent Party and their convention in Las Vegas just the other day, and so I'm opening up a little bit to alternatives, but I still don't think a third party has a chance. But I always appreciate your emails, and I will always make sure that, you know, I address these things on the air. That's just my opinion, but this is your show. This is your station. So if there is something you want me to address, I will. Monica at 991fmtalk.com. And 991fmtalk.com for our podcasts, for our live streaming. We'll be back after this Fox News update with Tanya Powers. Going to give us an update, a little preview of tonight's big debate. Who made it onto the stage for the Democrats? People like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, who's sounds like she's losing her voice from all the things she's been doing, who've been working their tails off, or Mini Mike for buying his way in. Wow. Must be nice to be a billionaire. You can just do and buy whoever you want. We'll check in with how that's working in Virginia, though. Not too well. And not too well here in Nevada as we work to recall that governor he helped get elected and all those other Democrats. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT.
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And we love sharing them. 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you for joining me on the Monica Jay Show. 884-9910 if you want to call in with any of your opinions. Or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Big show. I mean, biggest show on earth. Greatest show on earth. This Friday. Yes. He's coming to town, and he's bringing this whole circus with him. Donald J. Trump, should I also say, our esteemed president, woohoo, going to be in Las Vegas on Friday. Big rally. We were going to have Pence here in Reno, but they're having the whole party down in Las Vegas. You can still go, though. You can still go. Not too far to drive, just a good 8 hours. If you would like to attend, you can still go on to Trump's website, sign up for the tickets as well. Another show going on tonight. Yes, tonight. On a stage in Las Vegas. We've got the front runners and, Bloomberg bought his way into this one. But you know what? He's not even on the ticket in Nevada. But we'll see how the debate goes and see who goes after whom. So joining us from Fox News Radio, it's Tanya Powers to give us an update on what's going to happen tonight, or a little preview. Thank you, Tanya, for joining the show.
Monica, thank you.
So how is it looking for tonight?
Well, this is going to be interesting. There's been several Democratic debates up to now. I've kind of lost count. There's been quite a few.
I know.
This one,
it's been
though,
a long process of whittling these guys down.
Yeah, and it's gonna take longer than I think a lot of people thought it might, which goes to show you that you can't take anything for granted during an election year.
Mm-hmm.
But tonight's is going to be different because there is a newcomer to the stage, Michael Bloomberg. This will be his first debate in the run-up to 2020 here. He will be the sixth person that made it in to qualify for this debate tonight. You also have, other than the former mayor of New York City, you have the former Vice President Joe Biden. You have former Mayor Pete Buttigieg of South Bend. Three senators, too, Bernie Sanders, Amy Klobuchar, and Elizabeth Warren. Now, this comes on the heels of some new polling that has nationwide polling that has put Bernie Sanders in one of those with a double-digit lead over Joe Biden and Mike Bloomberg, who are right behind him. With Bernie has like 32% in the new national poll from the Washington Post and ABC News. Joe Biden has 16%, and Mike Bloomberg has 14%. there's also kind of the same sort of gap that was in yesterday's NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist poll, with Sanders at 31%, Bloomberg 19%, and Biden at 15%. You should expect tonight to be one of those nights where Bloomberg gets a lot of questions, because he has not really answered a whole lot of them. He's not made himself, you know, available at this point. What we've seen so far from his campaign is a lot of ad spending, hundreds of millions of dollars worth of TV ads in a whole lot of markets. He spent a lot getting the ground game up and running and getting staff in different states. And remember, he's not even on the ballot until Super Tuesday.
Yeah.
He's not on the ballot there in Nevada for the caucus this weekend. He is not on South Carolina's ballot either. But nevertheless, you know, this is the first debate he's going to be in. There'll be a lot of questions about stop and frisk, I would imagine, the policy he had when he was mayor here in New York City. I would imagine they would also talk about, you know, health care. What is your plan? I expect to hear him, you know, get asked that question a lot, because that is, of the rest of the Democratic debates, and I have watched all of them, by the way.
I'm so sorry, Tanya.
That's a lot of time they've spent talking about health care. And health care is one of the, you know, most important pieces of their platform and their policy.
Yeah.
Stuff. It's just they are hammering health care a lot, and you can expect some more of that tonight. Also, the other thing is if the other candidates, I mean, you're going to see them probably throw some jabs at Bloomberg, but this is also a good chance for them to take advantage of the new eyeballs they're going to have watching, because I think there are going to be some people who watch tonight who have not watched and not really cared up to now about the Democratic debates. A lot of people have been, you know, kind of like, well, it's too far out. I don't know who's going to, it's not my time to vote yet. I'm not going to pay attention.
Yeah, and with so many people on the stage, nobody can really answer anything. Cut off so quickly, there's no point to it.
Exactly. Now, this time they're down to six, and they're going to get a minute and 15 seconds to answer the questions. They'll have some time for rebuttal and, you know, follow-up if they're, invoked in an answer. That's usually the kind of the thing that they do. They will let them, you know, okay, well, here, so-and-so mentioned you. You get, you know, a few seconds to talk. They won't have an opening statement, but there will be closing statements. So this will be interesting to see if it's just a everybody pile on Bloomberg thing, or if this is going to be, you know, more substantial policy, and they take advantage of the new attention that they're getting for that.
Well, it will be interesting because Bloomberg being new to the stage, right, but also because Bernie Sanders and his point of view and the platform that he's running on, he's also coming up against the largest, most powerful union in Nevada, and they are not endorsing a socialist or what his idea of health care is going to be because of what the unions have fought for so hard, especially in Vegas.
Yeah, and this is also going to be an interesting test of, you know, a more diverse electorate than they've had in the last two states, and, you know, Iowa and New Hampshire. You know, that could also change things, you know, a lot heading into, you know, South Carolina. We'll have to see who does well and who's, you know, thinks they're going to continue on. And I don't know if we're going to get a lot of people to drop out after this one. We may see some of that after South Carolina. It'll also have to be, it needs to be a big night for Joe Biden, but it also needs to be one for Elizabeth Warren, because she's been falling off in some of this polling.
Well, and Amy Klobuchar is just kind of hanging on by her fingertips.
Yeah, but, you know, it's interesting with her. I think she's been kind of like the little candidate could, because if you see she's a very good example of what can happen if you have a very good debate night. But right before New Hampshire, she had a good debate. You know, she came out and did really well at that debate. And it showed in the bump she got, in the momentum she got into New Hampshire. Did that translate into all the delegates? No. But it does give her, it did give her some momentum. I would look to see if the same thing happens tonight with maybe her or a different candidate.
Yeah, giving her more of the moderate support from the Democrats who really don't want to go full socialism or,
right. Well,
billionaires taking over the party. So,
because they all represent different wings of the party, and that's going to be really crucial to see, you know, which one of them wins.
Yeah. Tanya, thank you so much for bringing us a preview of tonight in Las Vegas. I'm glad I'm here in Reno.
Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
I'll watch it for a little bit and see what people are saying. Tanya Powers, Fox News Radio, thank you so much for joining me today.
Sure.
And hopefully be back on Friday as well.
If I'm not on an airplane, I will be.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, your calls, 884-9910. What do you think? Are you going to watch the debate tonight? Are you going to, you know, it's good for Republicans and independents to watch what the Democrats are saying, what they're debating on, what their opinions are. You have to go forward knowing, and especially knowing, that you still have Democrats who are walking away, who just are not for socialism. They are not for, they're for helping people. You know, they have those social tendencies for the programs, but not full on government control socialism. There's a big difference, I guess, in some people's minds. And I get that. You know, I think about social programs, how since the government does take our money and they won't give it back, well, I think about the social programs that it can go into, helping the elderly, helping the disabled, you know, people who cannot work for one reason or another. But we've got to put a stop to the programs that are available for people who can work, who can go out and get a job, who can get a part-time job. Get people off the rolls that have figured out the more kids they have, the more money they'll get. The baby-making machines have to understand that if you are going to, I'm going to steal a line from that guy I used to work with, but if you are going to breed them, you better figure out a way to feed them. Because that's not my responsibility. That's not the school's responsibility. And talking about education yesterday, we didn't even talk about all of the things, all of the programs that schools should not be involved with. Again, it goes back to the poll question. Do we need to do away with the compulsory education system? The government-run education system, being forced to go. Put your tax dollars towards something better for the next generation. 66.7% said it needs to go. I know, I get it. That's just of the people who participated in the poll. But still, that's a lot of people with their eyes open about the education system. It's the Monica Jay Show. We will be right back with your calls, 884-9910. A lot of numbers here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now, 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me today as we talk politics, as we talk, well, everything, life, whatever you want to talk about on the Monica Jay Show, your show. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910. Jane wants to give gun owners in Nevada a little food for thought. Hey, Jane, thanks for calling the show today.
Hi, Monica. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to let you know, and just sort of tie in what taxpayers are being billed for. In your previous segment, there is a $9 billion worth of the budget. The state of Nevada budget is overseen by the State of Nevada Department of Health and Human Services. And I want to explain to you some women that are thrust into that program and how gun owners end up paying for services. What is happening is Barbara Buckley, I know that's a name that you know, she's a senator, has been for years and years, Speaker of the Senate, she's an attorney. She recently came forward and said that she has known, as an attorney, she has known for almost a decade now, that each time a wife or a mother goes to the courthouse to apply for a protection order after a domestic violence event by her husband or her children's father, that that protection order, the filing of it, immediately alerts the father. That father then, because there's no paperwork in order, the father knows that the wife is at the courthouse, the father is tipped off, that was a word Barbara Buckley used, the father then goes, conceals, hides all of his guns, all his weapons, goes to the residence, destroys the residence, goes to the school, kidnaps the children, whatever he wants to do prior to the protection order taking enforcement, being served upon him. The reason Barbara Buckley came out about this and that she's known about it for a decade is because she got a contract with Clark County to revise the system. There was a problem in the system, and nobody was making it public. Well, now that she came out and made it public, and being an attorney, the standard that all attorneys in the state of Nevada are held to is statutorial. There is a statute that defines the state bar of Nevada. And that's how the voters decided they wanted it when they set up the state bar to license attorneys practicing in Nevada. And they set it up statutorily, and it reads, what an attorney knows or should know. So once an attorney in the state of Nevada knows that a crime is taking place, such as our husband's and our children's father's immediately being tipped off when we filed for a protection order due to a domestic violence event by the husband and father, the State Bar of Nevada says that all attorneys know about it. Because Barbara Buckley knew about it, then the standard is all attorneys knew about it. That is a very high standard. But it's a statutorial standard, which means it's law. So an attorney who is, let's say, for instance, an attorney practices family law, and I, as a mother and a wife, go in to this attorney and I say, I want to get a protection order for me and my child, and that attorney never tells me about, well, as soon as you file that protection order, your husband gets alerted and he can do whatever he wants because you're still in the courthouse and no paperwork have been filed. No paperwork has authority to prevent him from doing anything. He's going to do whatever he wants to do. And trust me, they enrage this alert enrages, this tip-off causes that father to be so angry that he will incite violence.
You know, Jane, it's just sad that we have to tell people stuff like this, because you have to learn how to work the system before you get into it. You know, you have, as an abused woman, you are going to have all of your ducks in a row before you apply for that protection order. You've already got to be under protection. I mean, this is just crazy, but we have to know these things. Jane, thank you so much for the calling into the show and letting people know this, because it is important. Violence against women and violence against men, because it does happen. We should not stand for this. And for the system, I know you can't see my air quotes here, the system that is supposed to be protecting people, yeah, a lot of times it's protecting the criminal and not the victim. We got to fix it. 884-9910. Join me in the next hour. We got a lot more to go over on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. I'm so glad you're with me. Here's Fox Business News.